I'm Eric Carly. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. All right, let's bring back an old friend of the program, Mark Springer from Shipping Wars. This is interesting because you and I, we've talked about the show before, but this is a special treat because we've got Tamara and Jennifer from the show right now with us.
It is cool, and, yeah. And you know, for me, it's fun to see these guys because when we're filming, I don't get to see them a whole lot, maybe just briefly at a green screen.
That's a good point. Yeah. Because, you know, I guess from TV, from the viewer's standpoint, we all watch it, and it just would seem like you turn the cameras off, and then everybody just walks across the street.
Well, no. Not quite like that.
You're in completely different places.
Yeah.
So let's welcome Tamara. Tamara Sturgis, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you.
And also with us is Jennifer Brennan. Jen, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good to see you. Okay, we've been watching the show for years now. Tamara, what's that experience like to look back and say, wow, to be a part of something that just celebrated 100 episodes on TV?
It's really cool. It was amazing being part of it. And this is my first trucking show because my husband and I team drive. And
right.
We've always been working, and we haven't been able to go to a show. So now that we have a little bit of a break, I'm able to come here. So it was a lot of fun. And Mark and Jennifer meeting everybody, they just welcomed us with open arms. And it's just been a great experience.
Yeah. What has this experience been like for your business? Because, you know, going back over the years, some of the crazy loads that you've carried, what has that been like for you to have the cameras on board as you're trying to get a job done?
Well, you know, they can edit however they want. So, of course, getting kicked by a camel.
It
really was embarrassing. I remember looking back at my camera guy. I said, "Did you get that?" And he was like, "Yes, I did."
Yeah.
They want more challenging loads. So I get bucking bulls. I've done that twice.
Yeah.
And yes, I've almost gotten killed.
Well, and you know, that's something part of the trucking industry that a lot of people don't think of, just people who haul livestock in general, you know, that people don't realize.
It's a lot more challenging.
It's not like hauling any other freight. You know, a box of things, well, you can leave it because it's a box of things. You can go to bed and not worry.
Absolutely.
You've got to worry about this livestock back there that must get there, especially if it's prized. Based on what you're doing, you're not hauling things to go to slaughter. You're hauling very specialty livestock.
Absolutely. And these are high-dollar animals. I mean, like I said, the bucking bulls alone, you know, those are high-dollar. I mean, go to the finals if they make it. You know?
Right. Mark, over those 100 episodes, what's the one that really sticks out in your brain that was either a killer where you just, when they stopped rolling, you were just relieved? Or the one that you just couldn't quit laughing at? Which one sticks out
the
most?
You know, the one that I'm really glad was over when it was over was the bees.
Yeah.
Because I got stung about 150
times.
And every time I just got a little madder and a little madder.
Yeah, right.
And by the time I got to 150 mads,
oh my gosh.
I was done.
Yeah. I mean, because what do you do?
I mean,
you've got
to
get them
bees
there.
You know, I got an email from some guy that owned a service station that I pulled into to get some fuel. And said, you know, you can come back anytime, but leave the bees.
Leave the bees.
Oh,
my gosh. You know, and one thing, Tamara, you mentioned running teams. What has that dynamic been?
It can be challenging. My husband and I have been teaming since 1994, and a lot of people, we're actually celebrating 20 years of marriage next month.
Wow,
and,
awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people, they say, oh, I don't know how you do that. I'd kill my spouse.
Yeah.
But actually, when you're team driving, you don't really see the other person. One's driving and one's sleeping.
Right.
So you're in the same space, but you're not hanging out the whole time.
Right.
So there is a little bit of a different dynamic there.
Yeah.
But I figured we're celebrating 20 years, but with trucking as long as we have, and the time we've spent together, it's actually like we've been married 50 years.
In terms of memorable episodes or scenarios from the show, what sticks out most for you?
I would have to say the most memorable was when we delivered the National Lacrosse Championship trophy.
Right, yeah.
It was a nail-biter, like really.
Yeah.
It was amazing because USA was playing Canada, and it went into overtime.
Right.
And we had to walk out to deliver the trophy, and if the USA lost, we'd be getting stuff thrown at us.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So it was literally a nail-biter, and it went into overtime, and the big horns that would go off, it was so exciting, and
wow,
we actually won. And so
nice.
I feel like I won, you know?
Love it.
Fantastic.
Love it. Jen, there's been a ton of memorable episodes, you know, involving what you do, but for you, what sticks out the most?
I would have to say the 9 bucking bulls that Roy that passed away and I did. Not only did I get to annoy him, but it was really good you know, I got to know him on a different level. Right. And it was hard work, and I sweated so much. It was like 130 degrees underneath that barn. But at the end of the day, and after those long 3 days that we were together, it was so rewarding. And even he threw my phone in the pool. I still miss him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I didn't forget that.
You know what's interesting, Mark, is that I've interviewed actors, and they say, well, you know, I often get approached at a supermarket, and they, you know, talk to me as if I'm the character. But on the program, you guys are you guys, and so there has to be that dynamic with the viewer where they're running into you and they feel like they know you. Because when you and I started doing interviews a couple of years ago, it was just natural from my perspective because I've been watching the show all along. You know, and so you get that from fans who of the show that just walk up and, you know, just kind of almost continue the conversation from the show.
It happens every day.
Yeah.
And, it took a while. Like in the first season, it really wasn't quite like that. And in some parts of the country, more than others.
Right. Yeah.
But at this point, after 100 episodes, it's every single day.
Yeah.
And if I'm in my truck, if I stop my truck, somebody comes up.
Right, yeah.
Every day somebody's driving alongside that truck taking pictures.
Yeah.
And I like it. I enjoy the people. I get a kick out of the kids, you know. I put them up in the truck and take pictures with them.
That's great.
Give them stickers.
Right, right.
Yeah, matter of fact, Tamara and Todd drove my truck out to return a trailer and drop it off at Bruner Fabrication to have some work done in Joplin.
Right.
And so we thought it would be kind of fun to have them drive my truck. And then when they'd stop and then, you know, people would come up to them, they'd climb out of my truck instead
of
me.
Right.
I have to tell you a story about that. We were driving and we were at a rest area and these people frantically came up to us and they were shaking and they're all, it is them. And we get out. We're like, hello. They're all, we thought we saw Mark's truck. They drove to the next exit and they went 13 miles to turn around. And because that was the first exit, and drove back as fast as they could, hoping that you would still be there.
Right.
And they pulled up, and so we got pictures with them. It was really fun. But then we were at another place, and people come in, they're like, where's Mark Springer? And we're like, oh, we have his truck. Sorry.
Right.
It's off my head.
But, okay, so there's a different dynamic for you and Todd. Now, Tamara, so you're on the road, and it's life on the road. You're living on the road. So you're just maybe you two are talking about whatever, and you're walking into a truck stop or walking in wherever, and then all of a sudden someone approaches you that's a fan from the show. I mean, you know, because we as viewers forget that you have a life, you know, and then so have you ever been surprised by people just walking up to you, approaching you and Todd in a moment where you guys were discussing something totally
just
different?
Random
yeah,
stuff.
Just
yeah, yeah, we've had people come up in strange places, like Home Depot or Del Taco.
Right. Yeah.
And they come up and say, or they say, you look familiar.
Right.
Where do I know you from?
You know,
did you go to Delaware High School or whatever?
Right.
And I'm do you ever watch Shipping Wars?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And, you know, and Jen, of course, the questions for you and maybe jokes for you have to, you know, be out there because of the nature of what you do, and it's so sensitive and so involved, you know, in taking care of the animals. Get a lot of animal lovers. Oh, I love this animal. I love that animal. Or I love this that you, you know, this episode that were you involved, and approach you that way when you're on the road.
I do, but surprisingly, I have a lot of children that are females that actually look up to me because I hunt, but I only game management hunt. I go and rifle hunt.
Right.
And so, yes, I get a lot of animal lovers as I am one, and I don't just hunt to kill. I eat everything that I kill.
Exactly.
But I get a lot of young women because my father raised my sister and I to be very independent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like I said, I drive alone.
Right.
So I don't have anyone. I have to earn the respect. Like if I go to a job, I not only is a guy going to look at me and be like, I have to prove myself as a woman, but I have to work even harder and then earn that respect. That's why I got the respect from Roy.
Right.
But yes, I actually have a lot of, like I said, young females or children that actually look up to me and ask me lots of questions about hunting. And I just tell them to be strong and definitely be independent and don't, and make sure you can change your own tire, and make sure, even though on the show, no, I didn't,
right.
make sure you can change your own oil all that stuff.
Yeah.
Don't rely on a man.
Right, right. You know, that's something I had to teach my two oldest daughters is, look, you've got, you know, great husbands, but, you know, you need to be able to do everything on your own and just assume that you're at some point going to be, you know, in a situation where you are, it's
Absolutely.
Up to you to do those things. So now you translate that into, you know, a transportation industry job where, you know, it has been historically male driven.
Absolutely.
And how much feedback or questions do you get from people? And Mark and I have discussed this before. Do you really do what you do? I mean, is that all for the show? You can't really be a driver. You can't really do what you do on the show. Does that come to you?
It does. And I am a single mom. So right now, no, I don't. And since the show has come out, it can get very dangerous. It's gotten dangerous even when I have a film crew with me. And
right.
I'm sure Tamara might have run into that. It gets, it can get pretty, people do things just because you're on TV, but they don't understand that we're doing this to make
right.
a living, you
right.
know? So, no, I did this help my family prior to this with livestock. So, like, so
yeah.
my uncle owns about 5 cattle trucks that they do for a living, and
right.
then my cousin Halls, she does cutting,
right.
and that's how I kind of got into this.
Yeah.
So, but I don't do it as much as I did, you know, when the show's not on because of my son. Because,
right, yeah.
you know, it
sure.
can be dangerous.
Right, right. I there was one episode that sticks out, and what I remember is the wintry weather that you were getting into. And, you know, I was putting, you know, my daughters in that place, and it was just, you know, wow, that's a situation that is dangerous, you know, altogether. And for anybody to be in that situation is just absolutely, for me as a viewer, I mean, it was really playing out before me going, wow, you know, and then to have to worry about what you're hauling.
Well, and the film crew is not supposed to help you at all.
Right.
So
I
I had a male camera guy. I'll never forget this. I ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
I was 12 miles. I was on I-10 coming
yeah.
from Arizona, and I was almost 12, literally almost to the gas station,
yeah.
and I broke down. I mean, I ran out of gas, and no one wants to stop because it's, you know, so many drug trafficking goes through, and
oh,
you
right.
know,
yeah, right.
so the cops don't want to help you. So I right. told my camera guy, I go, you get duck in the ditch because I'm gonna. That's the only thing come to my advantage as a female,
right.
I can get a man to help me.
Right.
So,
there you go.
Thank you, Jesus. A DPS officer did drive me to the gas station and get
yeah.
me some fuel.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, it can get, like I said, if I was doing that by myself, how
yeah.
dangerous would that have been?
Yeah. yeah, yeah. And Mark, you've done that before. You get out and you're stranded. You take your shirt off. You want to use what you
oh,
got?
Yeah,
right?
it works every
Don't
time.
You? Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty much what I bank on.
Exactly. But we've talked about this before where, you know, someone yeah. may approach you and just have the question, oh, do you guys really do that? Are you doing this for a living? Is this really who you are?
Yeah, it's, you know, people watch the show and if they're a driver, you know, it's kind of like a cop watching a cop show.
Right.
He's going to see things and go, you know, come on, that's not how it works. And, you know, drivers are going to see this show and they're going to kind of say the same things, but it's based on reality. It's, you know, we're doing the loads, we're doing the work. You know, the people involved in the shows all have to know that they're going to be on the show and have to
right.
sign releases and these
sure.
kinds of things. So,
yeah.
you know, it has to be produced and edited and put together. And that, you know, that takes some planning and,
right.
you know, I think people can understand that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But for me, you know, since the last episode I did was the 100th episode, and that was with Jen. That was the first chance I had to work with her, and it was fun, and I really enjoyed doing it with her. And
yeah.
And I got to tell you, I got a real appreciation for how much she'd learned and improved since the beginning of the show. I mean, actually has some excellent common sense and some
yeah.
things that, you know, she was looking at me like, what are you doing that for, you
know?
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
and,
sure.
and she was right, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, it was a learning process for all of us. Dealing with film crews is not an easy thing.
Right, yeah.
You know,
right.
I am a kind of an A personality, and I really don't want somebody telling me what to do.
Right.
Really?
And
we would have never guessed.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was difficult for me to have somebody sitting in a chair in Austin, Texas, while I'm running my truck out in the heat, hot, tired, whatever, you know,
right.
telling me how it needs to be done.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, yeah. who the hell are you to tell me how to
yeah,
do my job?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Tamara,
you guys like that.
Yeah, exactly. Have you and Todd, Tamara, have run into someone like that? Because you mentioned you guys have experience as a team here. It's, you know, this isn't the show. Just it captures part of, you know, who you are as a team and your experience and everything else. You ever have anybody approach you on the road that, you know, almost wants to give you a lesson and teach you how it's really done? This isn't how it's really done on,
yeah,
you know, done
yeah.
TV.
Yeah, the question we get asked most of the time is, did you really break the plates, and is Jarrett really that stupid?
you said that yesterday.
My husband would say the answer is yes and no, and you have to figure out which one.
Exactly. There you go. Right. Apply it where you need it. Right. Exactly. All right. So, of course, A&E. Shipping Wars, and now when are we looking for the next set of episodes? When are we?
No, we don't know yet. We're just kind of on a little hiatus.
Right.
We're all enjoying a little bit of time off and okay. spend time with our families and
good.
And doing fun things that we want to do besides working.
Yeah.
And taking the advantage of the time, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, the show's being shown all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't see any reason why they won't continue.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, we'd love it, and you can go to A&E's website to learn more. Jen, Tamara, Mark, thank you so much. We appreciate a continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Eric. Thanks, Eric.